opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Mallett, good block by Newton. That's deflected and intercepted on the play and picked off by Babineau. Freeman, DeMarco, the block and a big hole. Touchdown, Freeman. 16-yard burst. 14 with 97 through the air and a first down, Freeman. Ooh, another burst, another broken tackle, another Atlanta touchdown. This from 23 yards away. Down 10. Foster, fumble. It's picked up by who else? Trafant. Touchdown.
Here comes pressure.
Freeman is in. He'll do it again. Touchdown. Hankerson. First and goal. Freeman. Oh, he gets through again for his third touchdown run this afternoon. Third down and five. Ward got another block inside, this time from Schrader. And he works his way in for another rushing touchdown for the Falcons.
Terrible. Starts with me. Terrible coaching. I got to do a better job. I got to figure out what I can do better to be a better head coach of this team. I think as long as you've been in coaching, you've been around things like that. Not too often. And I think, again, it starts with me. It's bad job of head coaching today. I'm disappointed in me as a head coach. That's what I'm disappointed in. Because I don't think I did a good job today. And I think I have to do a better job of being a head coach of this team. It starts with me. To go out there and perform like that, that's on the head coach. So I'm going to try to do a better job. It was 42-0, John. You know, we just made a lot of substitutions.
Yeah, I mean, we got to execute better. We got to run the ball, throw the ball, catch the ball, block, tackle. Every phase of the game, we got to be better.
So is that the new It's On Me? Who would thought the worst pro team in Houston would be the Dynamo? I'm sorry, the Texans are in that conversation, too. At least there's playoff baseball again. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhongy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday, and I'm sure some of you are still reeling a little bit after yesterday, but that's all right. We're going to have some fun today. Because what else can you do but laugh in the face of death?
It's all you can do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Can we start with the Astros? I know we did all the Texan stuff up front, but can we start with the Astros making the playoffs? Can we please do that? Because we got plenty of time to break.
Okay.
I mean, what the hell are we going to say about that game, really? They were awful.
What are we going to say about a getting into the playoffs when you lose a game? I mean,
they won. They took two out of three there at the end.
Right, which is what we said they needed to do.
And they did.
I'm just saying, like, what is there to say about that?
Because
it almost feels like, I'm happy for the Astros. This is a big accomplishment for them. But if they don't beat the Yankees, it doesn't mean much, right?
I think it means a hell of a lot just getting in. Yeah, you might lose to the Yankees. Yeah, you might go in there and beat them. But the fact is, not a lot of teams make the wild card. There's some pretty good baseball teams that are sitting at home today.
That's true.
And they've got a chance to keep playing. And for where they have been
since
2008.
No doubt.
I think it's a hell of an accomplishment, and I'm considering this a season of success no matter what happens from here. And if you told me before the season Astros were in a one-game wild card with
I would have never told you that
20-game winner Dallas Keuchel, who's probably going to win the Cy Young, pitching against the Yankees, I would take it in a heartbeat. And I'd say, absolutely.
I'm with you.
So that's a good accomplishment for them. We'll break down that more tomorrow because that game will be where, Zhong?
On ESPN,
right.
97.5.
Right. You'll be able to hear it in perfect FM quality with really good announcers.
Well, I'll be damned.
So there you go. So congratulations to the Astros. That you should be happy about. Now we can get to the
Now we can get to the Texans.
We can get to that dog poo collection over on Fannin.
Where do we start? I mean, as bad as the performance was, and it was, it may have been the worst game we've seen this team play in several years. Even going back to like the 2-14 team.
That team at least played close games. I think when you go back and look at it, it's one of the worst performances in this franchise's history. And forget the 21 points at the end, because that's
meaningless. That was joke
this,
points.
This one, the last one I can think of like this is when they Letterman jacketed into New England and got beat 42-14.
Yeah.
And that was a good team.
So, well, let's be fair. The Falcons are 4-0.
They are. They're not the Patriots.
No, they're not the Patriots.
But you know, this Texans team is not that Texans team either.
Right. Yeah, it's a... it's kind of a head scratcher, because we thought all along coming into the season that it would be difficult for this team to be a total train wreck, because we thought their defense was going to keep them in games. And we were suckers, because I don't care how many they've invested a lot of money. They've invested a lot of draft picks. They've invested a lot in this defense. And it's just not that good. And, that
essentially is the problem. It really is, because there's two ways to build a team. If you don't have a quarterback, build a really good defense. They've invested tons of picks in that defense, tons of money in that defense, much more than they have in the offense. And to me, that was – I expected the offense to struggle. Yesterday was a little ridiculous. I mean – Derek Newton knocking the ball out of Arian Foster's hands. I mean, that was clown car crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was brutal. But defensively, and before they were on the field a bunch. So that excuse doesn't really fly. They were getting gashed up the middle. And obviously Freeman had a good game, but nobody guarded him out of the backfield. They have so many missed assignments. They get so many stupid penalties on third down. This is just a poorly coached football team across the board, and they're getting worse. And yes, I get so sick of him saying, we got to coach better, we got to play better. It's the new It's On Me. But, yeah, I think now they're grasping at straws. And I'm really starting to wonder about Bill O'Brien, not just because the decision to make George Gotsi his offensive coordinator, the decision to change quarterbacks, you know, 3 quarters into the season. And not that I think Hoyer's any better. And please don't be fooled by the fourth quarter yesterday where the Falcons weren't even trying and they had all second string guys in there.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's one of the other things that really irritated me that I didn't get into yesterday. Cecil Shorts is not going to play Thursday. Dislocated shoulder. Happened on the last play of the game. When you're trying to add points in a game, you are completely beat. There is no point in doing that. What are you going to do? Oh, it's 42-28. It wasn't close. It wasn't. You got your ass kicked. You got your 21 points. Good for you. What are you doing trying to run plays there? Now you get a guy hurt who you need, because, by the way, you don't have a lot of weapons on offense. And you got a more important game Thursday night on the last play of the game. What the hell is he doing in there? What the hell are you doing throwing it to him when Nate Washington's already hurt? Answer that for me, AJ.
I don't have an answer for you.
No. Thought you would.
No. Everybody should be embarrassed from the top down. And I'll tell you what's even crazier is, and I've got to wait and see if I can get it confirmed somewhere, but what I'm reading is that Bill O'Brien's sticking with Ryan Mallett as a starter.
Yeah, that's what he said in the press conference today.
I mean, this is a... You're going to get the same results. Ryan Mallett, and I'm not going to be I told you so guy.
You are. Go ahead.
But
you love doing that.
Ryan Mallett was the sexier choice. He's just not a good quarterback. If he couldn't beat Brian Hoyer out in the preseason, and we're talking about Brian Hoyer. We're not talking about a guy beating out, you know, an established starter. We're talking about a guy couldn't beat out a journeyman. If you can't beat him out, what are you really? And now we've seen Ryan Mallett's just, he's not a good player. And I don't even know if he's like a really high quality backup.
Well,
he's a guy who throws the ball really hard.
And our concerns going in,
He doesn't make good reads.
No.
He tries to force the ball into places where it shouldn't be,
which caused the first interception. His big problems are there's really two things. He has no touch on the ball.
None.
And he has no accuracy. And in the NFL, you have to have accuracy. And you would hope, and my hope was, is that, okay, well, that's stuff you develop, right? That's stuff that your coach develops with you. That stuff maybe you learned while you were in New England. Maybe you're learning more now. That was the hope. Well, it was a false hope. There's no chance. He hasn't learned anything. He's the same player he was in college.
He's essentially Rick Vaughn from Major League without glasses. He just goes and he's throwing it, and it's, you know, blowing a hole in the net where the field goal kicker, I mean, he's just, he chucks it as hard as he can every play and hopes.
He's a less insane Ryan Leaf is what he is. Mm-hmm. If you look at the skill set, yeah. Ryan Leaf had a gun, did the same thing. He just, so far he hasn't screamed at anybody in the locker rooms. And it's just, it's disappointing because that division is there to be taken. And I know Luck's probably going to play Thursday, but he's banged up. That team's not good. They should have lost to the Jaguars yesterday. Boy, talk about idiot kickers yesterday. Oh, boy, all over the league. But that's the frustrating part. And what concerns me, and let's be honest, the Falcons are better than they are. There's no question. Falcons are a better football team right now. Oh, wait, they got a new coach and turned things around pretty quickly, didn't they?
Yeah.
Helps when you have a quarterback, though. But
which, by the way, he is legit.
He is, but you know where? You know when he's legit?
When they protect him.
When they protect him and when they run the ball the way they did.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of pressure off him. And I'll say this, Kyle Shanahan did a great job with that offense yesterday. He pulled Romeo Crennel's pants down, and that's not easy to do because those are big pants. So, yeah, that all sorry. Just trying to give you some stupid stuff early in the week. But it was disappointing to watch because I don't need to see you going and beat the Falcons because I don't think it's going to happen. What I do need to see you do
is compete.
Is compete, show some progress week to week. We're not seeing progress.
You know what this was, Fred? This was Bill O'Brien is in the same boat as Charlie Strong. You know, he started out really awful and then you might have started to see, like, maybe they're getting something together here.
That's it. They get 9-7 at the end of the season. You're like, okay, step in the right direction.
And then they get out on the field and just don't compete at all. They didn't even look like they belonged on the same field. And they didn't belong on the same field.
It's funny you should mention that Jason tweets out, fan base cringing more after this weekend, Texas or Texans? Ooh.
Shame.
Yeah, we'll get to Texas today, too. My goodness. But you're right. It is kind of the same thing. And it's almost funny because at least the last couple of weeks you look at Texas and you say, okay, they, you know, special teams play away from beating Oklahoma State. Special teams play away from beating
Cal. Or a bad call away.
Yeah, terrible calls in that one game. They're getting close. And the same thing. Okay, Texans beat the Bucs. I did say not to think that last week.
Yeah.
And Texans beat the Bucs, and then, boy, they just go and bleep the bed.
A bunch of empty uniforms walk out on the field. I mean, there was just a completely pathetic performance. No heart. No, I mean, just terrible. I mean, it was embarrassing.
And it's funny because can we start talking about the draft? Like, honestly, guys, have you looked at their drafts over the last several years?
What are they going to do with the draft?
They're going to screw it up. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Let's add one new player to this.
There'll be hope.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a quarterback.
Because you know they're not getting maybe two players tops from the draft will be here 2 years from now. I mean, let's be realistic with this team.
I thought they'd lose this game Sunday, but
I could have never seen it being like that.
No, and because you think, all right, the real important game's Thursday. Obviously, you're looking ahead.
But the Texans don't have important games.
Yeah.
That's the reality. From now on, the Texans, they don't have important games because there's no chance they're going to be anything. Because a team that really wants to be something doesn't come out and do that.
Well, I would just say, even if I have no confidence in them moving forward, even if they win Thursday, which they could because the Colts are garbage.
Yeah.
But right now, to me, you throw.
But I mean, Fred, do you know that they're better than the Jags?
They're no different than the Jags or the Titans. They're all just kind of the same team. And right now, the Colts are playing like all those teams too. So.
Yeah. But you know what? The Colts and the Jags and the Titans aren't doing. They're not going out and giving up a 42-0 score in the third quarter. That's not happened to the Jags or the Titans.
No, but yeah, that game got out of hand for a lot of reasons, and I tend to. You know, you always have to kind of collapse scores and things like that. But the fact that he still had starters out there late, that was just kind of stupid. I'm sorry. That was just stupid. And there were times in the third quarter. What is J.J. Watt still doing out there?
When you pull a quarterback, if you're talking about, oh, we pulled him because it's 42-0, then pull everybody who's remotely important to this team.
And it cost you Cecil Shorts. And I know he's not a big deal, but you have so few weapons on that offense. Can't afford to lose him, especially with Washington hurt.
So now you're starting Mumphrey next week.
Or Jalen Strong, the invisible one.
Oh, Jalen Strong might actually have to be active.
Yeah.
And imagine that.
He's the DeVere Posey of this year.
Imagine that if a high-round draft pick had to be active on game day. Like, you guys are going to have to get him fitted for a helmet. I mean, it's very it's a lot of work, you know, that they weren't planning on doing. Maybe they'll just give him the helmet they made for Xavier Suofilo because he's never using it either. So all these guys.
He was actually out there briefly yesterday.
He sucked too. He was.
Anyway, tell people about Sports Mania.
All right, I got to tell you about Sports Mania, guys. If you play fantasy football, you should have this app by now. I've been telling you about it for a while. It's going to help you dominate your leagues. Go to the App Store. The app is absolutely free. Search for Sports Manias, one word, and it'll give you a leg up on your competition. You import your fantasy team from Yahoo, CBS, ESPN, and you'll get personalized feeds from fantasy football experts around the country, including breaking news, scoring opportunities, fantasy points, milestones, real-time updates on your players, just your players, so you're not sifting through everybody, and it'll help you make smarter lineup decisions. I've been using this app to help me with all my leagues because, frankly, it was difficult for me to keep up with all my leagues because I didn't have them in one spot because I play on three different formats, and it really helps me out. It's super easy to navigate. It brings you a new fantasy tool that gives you an edge to help you dominate your league. Get on your cell phone or your tablet right now. Go to the App Store. Download Sports Manias for free right now. That's Sports Manias, one word, at the App Store, Sports Manias.
Astros Yankees Major League Baseball Wild Card Game, 7 p.m. Tuesday on ESPN 97.5.
Can you tell us who your quarterback will be going forward?
It'll be Ryan Mallett.
What? Can you talk to us about why you decided to stay with him?
He's our starting quarterback. Like all of us, he knows that he has to play better. We all have to do better. He's got to do a better job of throwing the ball more accurately, be more controlled in the pocket. Don't turn it over. Get us into the right play. But that's who we'll start against the Indianapolis Colts.
And we are back on the Blitz. Got to coach better. We got to play better. That's kind of the mantra there. Kathy says, I think the biggest issue with the Texans is Rick Smith. Comments. He does get a pass for everything, it seems like.
He has gotten a pass for a long time.
And at some point, I know your personnel guy is supposed to augment what your coach wants, and essentially that's what he's supposed to do. And, you know, if you look at the last coaching staff, they made a lot of bad decisions at the end. This coaching staff has made a lot of bad decisions at the end. At some point, can't you be the guy that stands on the table and say, dude, we need to draft a quarterback. We really do. We got the first pick of the second round. I know you like this Xavier Suofilo. He looks like a monster. But, you know, the Vikings are about to trade up and take Teddy Bridgewater. We can make the same deal. And then we're not trading up to take Lewis Nix. Or we can take Derek Carr. We got those options. I think we have to do that. We need to at least get a quarterback in here that might develop into something. Don't you do that at some point?
You would think so.
So I know it's your team, Bill. I know you think you can win with these guys. But if you can't, isn't that a pretty good backup plan? Because guess what? If you were right and Hoyer or Mallett were good, and it turned out Bridgewater or Carr were pretty good, you got something you can trade. Instead, you got Xavier Suofilo, and you traded up to get Lewis Nix. At some point, isn't that on him?
You would think so.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Mike says, what's funny is as bad as the final score was, if you didn't watch it live, you really don't know how bad it was. Yeah, it was at no point were they even remotely competitive. And the 21 points in the fourth quarter, it was the same thing I said about Mallett after week one. It was garbage time points. They were totally empty. And, you know, I'm going to ask RJ about this Friday because if you look at the yardage at the end, Texans had more yards.
Yeah.
And the reason for that was basically a fourth quarter where Hoyer threw for, what, 230?
Yeah.
And they weren't playing defense. And then, of course, the Falcons had two defensive returns for touchdowns. Boy, good on you if you started Falcons defense in FanDuel this week. That was worth something. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in.
And I'm not saying that Brian Hoyer is going to make a difference. I'm saying Brian Hoyer could – I think Brian Hoyer gives you a chance to win some games. I don't know if that what that's worth at this point. We kept saying, let's see what Mallett's got. Let's see what he's got. You know what he's got now. He can throw the ball hard. That's it. He's not a quarterback. He's not an NFL starting quarterback. Not even close to it. Not even close. And again, Brian Hoyer isn't, you know, the savior, but Brian Hoyer is at least a guy that you can go out there and you got a good feeling he's not going to embarrass you. You know?
Well, he did the first week and you pulled him. And that's the problem. You look like you don't know what you're doing by pulling him out of there.
And had they not pulled him week one, maybe you could see him going back. I don't know what you do. I think they jumped the gun too much. If you're going to make an offseason decision, if you're going to make a preseason name a starter, you can't pull him halfway through the first game and then Mallett play worse than what Hoyer was playing and then not go back the other way. I mean,
it's just
a mess.
It just looks like you don't know what you're doing. And I think we saw a lot of that yesterday. And a lot's on the players, but I mean, how do you have so many blown coverages involving running backs out of the backfield or tight ends with your defense? It's been that way all year long. I mean, they just don't know what they're doing out there. And hey, I like Romeo Crennel. He's got a great track record. But at some point, the hell are you teaching these guys?
Yeah.
It's one of those. I always try to find positives in win and losses. I always try to find, you know, in wins, I always try to make sure that you keep it balanced. It's like, okay, this was all right. But Ryan says Hoyer or Norm Mallett isn't the guy. Why not see what Savage can do? Because he's on the IR and he's out for the season. So,
yeah, because he's broken.
Yeah. So there is no Tom Savage. Tom Savage is in the wind. 713.
There's no easy answer, and there are people like, oh, can we get a free agent quarterback?
Not at this point, no.
Who are you going to get? What free agent quarterback is sitting around without a job that's going to make this team not a joke?
And I'll say this. I said it at the time. If Brian Hoyer is your choice, why are you not keeping Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because he's a veteran guy who's had more success, and I get that he was coming off
an
injury. Already here, and he had a year in the system.
That's the benefit of the doubt that I'm giving that he was hurt. If you really thought Brian Hoyer or Ryan Mallett was a better player than Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah.
You're kidding yourself. But I don't. If they said, well, Ryan Fitzpatrick is hurt to the point where we don't think he'll be 100% by next year, which, if you remember when he got hurt, there was a lot of people who said that.
Yeah, it was a pretty serious injury.
And he actually ended up coming back healthy but sooner than people expected. But if you thought, based on what you'd seen out of Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, and Ryan Fitzpatrick on an NFL field, if you thought that Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't give you the best chance, that's just dumb.
Texter asks, has O'Brien already lost this team? Do you think he'll recover it, or is this the writing on the wall? I don't think he's lost it yet, but you are at that point of the season, and you are at that point of his career. He's 10-10 now as a coach here. That's very Kubiakian. That's about as mediocre as it gets. And a couple more performances like this, you start sliding downhill, yes, you can start losing a team. And no, I know it's not that important to say, oh, well, the fan base thinks this. But the first time a quarterback gets out there and throws a pick and they're booing, you don't think that gets in the players' heads?
Yeah.
It does. And you start losing your players, you start losing your fan base. It hasn't happened yet, but I think you can see it from here. Just saying. A lot more to get to. We'll grab some phone calls when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. And we'll get to all the other games at 5 o'clock. I know there's a lot of other teams that are probably feeling much like the Texans fan base is today, especially Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And
bad shape.
You know what? There's good news, though, if you're a UT fan, because I think Chip Kelly and Bill O'Brien may be available at the end of the year for you to choose from for your program. You got that.
That's nice.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to put some positive spins on things.
Here's another thing. Why do you play Arian Foster in this game?
Well, we talked about that Friday. There was no point, and that fumble wasn't on him. That was just, I don't know what the hell. Somebody was joking with me about, I think it was Lamont earlier. Derek Newton obviously had the Falcons defense on FanDuel, but that was just a bonehead play by the, I don't know what he's doing, reaching his arm out. He was confused. It was like he was reaching for to block somebody or hold him or something. But Foster should not have played. You should be focusing on Thursday. That's a dumb decision. And I have a couple people tell me they had J.J. Watt in on offense there at the end.
They did.
I missed that. That's even dumber. That's even dumber than getting Cecil Shorts hurt. Now, I know O'Brien's supposed to be a smart guy. He went to Brown. Those are just dumb decisions. And, yeah, you ought to be frustrated with that. And that's the kind of stuff that I Greg Schiano. That's Greg Schiano kind of stuff. And until he proves otherwise, he's Greg Schiano.
I'm trying to think of, like, I mean, the Texans are in that conversation now with worst possible quarterback situation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're right there with, I think the Redskins are in that boat. And I think the 49ers are there. The 49ers, I mean, Kaepernick, they wish they could sit Kaepernick. But it's like,
yeah,
what are we going to do? Let Blaine Gabbert play? I mean, is that going to be an improvement?
What about the Eagles? I mean, theoretically, those two guys would be better, but that team's a mess.
Yep.
By the way, our buddy Chip from Tubelo's is listening to the show at a Tesla dealership. I was like, dude, buy a Tesla. That'd be the coolest thing ever.
How many cars does Chip need?
Hey, Chip's got cars. He's got a drone.
You got a drone now, huh?
Yeah, I have a drone. Yes, I named it Drake.
Why?
Because it's half Canadian and it drones on. Thank you.
God, that is the worst thing I've heard all day.
No, did you save that?
No, you're right.
You must have saved that when you bought the drone.
No, it just occurred to me when I bought the drone, because I name everything that I have in my house that's inanimate. It's just kind of a dumb thing that I do.
That is a really dumb thing to do.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, it's your stuff.
Yeah, it's like if it's an inanimate thing that moves around, like we have this floor thing that it's a floor sweeper thing, like an iRobot deal. I named it Luther because it cleans everything up, just like the detective. See, I name all of them. It's stupid. I admit it. I do it. I have my little idiosyncrasies. But yeah, and the golf tournament's next week, by the way, guys. So go check out 975golf.com to get signed up. And still some whole sponsorships available out there at Tubelo. So, and we'll be out there again soon. Boy, you know what? I'm kind of glad I'm off Friday, because if they lose Thursday, then it's over. I mean, you're done. I mean, I think it's over now anyway, realistically. But at least theoretically, you win, you're 2-3, you're right back into a tie with the Colts.
Right.
And by the way, if you have any chance in the division, you have to beat the Colts at home anyway, especially the way they're playing. So let's try some phone calls. Chuck, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Oh, no, fellas. Love the show.
Thanks, man. Sports.
Hey, I'd just like to ask you a couple questions. I think O'Brien got the big head after Hard Knocks, and I wanted to ask AJ if he would, if he's wondering if Texas is going to make that call down to Art Briles pretty soon. And speaking of asinine coaching, what was Brian Kelly doing at Notre Dame? Going for two when you're only down, you know, a certain amount of scores. And I'll listen to y'all. Thank you.
I don't think Texas is calling Art Briles anytime soon. They'll call a lot of people before they call Art Briles. Texas is, they're very image conscious. And Art Briles is, I'm trying to put it nicely.
Because I don't give a
He's a little bit of a scumbag. Like, he's not a guy that he wouldn't fit what Texas wants to do. Even if they would rather keep losing than have a guy like Art Briles, which is crazy to think, but it's true.
Am I crazy to think that Chip Kelly would be in play?
Chip Kelly's more reasonable than Art Briles for sure. Yeah,
he's got a little sleaze on him, but it kind of cleans off.
Yeah.
Which they'll be okay with that. And a lot depends on who they get at AD at Texas right now. Now, as great as a job as that's been, there's so much instability there.
The whole thing is a mess.
Yeah, a really good coach is going to think twice until they see who the AD is and what the commitment's really going to be, because the whole thing's just a mess. And who knows what's going to happen with Charlie Strong, but after this week, it's hard to think that they're going to keep him. Let's try O. Sup, O?
O.
Hello, sports.
Sports to you. O.
First time caller, long time listener.
All right.
Welcome.
Okay, I have a Jalen Strong question. I hear how awful he does in practice, and yeah, I know some people are not practice players, but we have guys out there that can catch the ball. Why not just stick him out there and let him see what he does and with live bullets? That's my question.
Well, I think they're going to.
I think he's getting a chance this week because you killed two of your receivers already.
But the reality, why hasn't he gotten on yet, is because there's been five guys who are better than him, and that doesn't speak very highly of him.
He's a first-year player. A lot of times those guys take time to develop. He hasn't developed yet. When you take a guy in the third round, sometimes they turn out to be players right away. Sometimes they're a player a year or two down the road. But he obviously hasn't developed the way they looked. He's dropping too many passes, and he's not that guy who's going to get the separation that you need right now. But you're going to get a chance to see him now unless they go sign somebody off the street, which if they do that, then I'd be really worried about how they feel about him. It's one thing not to have him active when you've got two veterans and you've got Hopkins and you're using, for a while you're using Worthy on returns, and in Mumphrey you're using on returns, so it kind of makes sense. But if both those guys are out and you're not using them, and you're going and signing two guys off the street, start questioning that draft pick a little bit too. I'm always willing to give guys like that a year.
But I mean, listen, Keith Mumphrey's a fifth-round pick, and they got him running out there playing. He's
farther along right now. That doesn't mean he's going to be farther along 6 months from now. But it's not encouraging that he's not out there. And the whole just throw him out there and see what you have thing, well, they see what they have in practice every day.
Yeah, they know what they have. That's why. But that's goes back to why I said, why is Ryan Mallett playing?
I don't know. I say they know what the guy can do. I don't know that the staff knows half of what they think they do.
Yeah,
and it's when you start getting a longer body of work and you start seeing regression, then that's when you should be concerned. And that's and you look at their schedule the next 3 weeks. You say, you know what? They can right the ship here. They can win some games. The only problem is, what have you seen out of them that makes you think they can do it? And I just haven't seen it. And don't give me they beat the Bucks. They trailed the Bucks in the second half to a guy who threw four picks yesterday and should have thrown more. And they got one. What happened to all of the turnovers this defense forced last year, by the way? Where were those? Of course, it doesn't matter because you're down 42-0. Turnovers aren't going to help you at that point. The only thing that's going to help you is just take a knee and get the hell out of there.
It's tougher when you're not playing against a bunch of crappy quarterbacks every week.
Yeah, exactly. And
we talk about scheduling and like how, a last place schedule doesn't mean a whole lot. But if you look at the quarterbacks, and this doesn't really have anything to do with what last place scheduling or anything like that, but just the luck of the draw. Look at the quarterbacks they're going to play this year and have played this year compared to last year, and they just caught a lot of breaks last year. They saw some bad players on the other side.
Yeah, they did, but they had some bad players on their side, too.
They have their own, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test if your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest. Don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things you should know about those tests. Breath test machines, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The machine's not even warranted fit for breath testing. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and then destroys the evidence, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. The blood test is inaccurate as well. Failing that test is the end of the world. A lot of problems with that test. It's done by a process called gas chromatography. It's testing the air above your blood, not your actual blood like a medical doctor would do. Police blood tests can't positively identify alcohol from other substances and can be easily contaminated. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests, and he's experienced in telling the truth to juries. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
Alabama, Arkansas college football, 6 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. And we still got a lot to get to. We'll hit some Astros again. Top of the hour, we'll do all the NFL. And then we'll start working a little bit of college, too, because it was a very interesting weekend in college, not just UT getting mashed. So,
although there was a lot of that.
Yeah, there was. But the thing is, I don't know, man. We've been doing this a long time. How many times have we come in here and basically said, this team has no chance? How many times have we wind up having to do that?
It's happened too many times. I mean, and, you know, I think that our preseason projections saying that they could be an 8-8 team, I think that that's...
Well, they still got four games with teams that are basically the same as them on their schedule.
Right, but do you have any feeling they're going to win all four of those? I can't imagine they will.
I don't.
And
I think they're closer to being the worst team in the league than they are to being a team that can win 8 games.
You know, we talked about when their schedule came out, and we looked at some of these games and some of the games that we considered like swing games.
Well, yeah, this was a swing game before the season because the Falcons were awful and the Texans were coming off 9-7. Guess it didn't swing the right way, did it?
Kansas City, Carolina, and Atlanta were all three swing games.
And Kansas City's turned out to not be any good.
No, but they're better than the Texans.
That was a just, and I thought they were better simply because of the way they looked the first week. No, they're an average to below average team at best, and they came in here and housed the Texans.
Now, they're getting a little bit of a break because a couple of those games that we called swing games look like maybe they're swinging the right way, like Miami.
Yeah.
Looks okay. They're pretty beatable.
I think they're better than Miami.
New Orleans looks pretty beatable.
Yeah. Well, they won last night,
but then
against a Cowboys team that just kept getting people hurt in addition to not having Romo and Bryant, and they get Dunbar hurt. Sean Lee's out again.
But then games like Cincinnati, the Jets, the at Buffalo.
0% chance.
Those don't feel like games that could be a coin flip, you know?
No. I'll give them 0% chance.
I can't wait. I mean, it is going to be December 13th. Write that day down on your calendar when New England comes to Houston.
Shame.
There is going to be,
it's going to look like yesterday.
They're going to need to give everybody on the Texans, instead of Letterman jackets, they should give them all rape whistles. That's what they're going to need.
I was going to say flak jackets, but I like that better.
That's fine, too. It doesn't matter. They are going
to get some Kevlar because they're going to need it.
They are going to get it old country style.
They're getting Ed Norton, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Texter Phillips says, you made fun of me when I suggested the Texans go with a two-quarterback system. Looked like Bill liked the idea. Yeah, how did that work out, Phillip? How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that always works.
And anyone who's saying, like, Brian Hoyer's performance yesterday was a positive, wake up.
No.
Wake up. Oof. I mean, there's nothing. Brian Hoyer didn't play any better than Ryan Mallett did. He played against the backups and playing a prevent defense. I mean, that wasn't the Falcons that he was playing at that point. The Falcons they were already celebrating in the locker room.
And they did the smart thing. They benched all their guys. Grab a quick phone call. Johnny, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Holla, holla. What's up, fellas?
Sports is up.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, I want to talk, obviously, quarterback situation in Houston is a huge mess, like a Philadelphia Eagles Chip Kelly mess. Okay. So I feel everybody in the division has done what's necessary to at least put their self in place to win it. Jags got Bortles. Tennessee goes out and gets Mariota. Obviously, the Colts have a future Hall of Famer, Andrew Luck. I just don't feel like Houston is making the proper decisions to go out and get their guy. Obviously, more than likely, Bill O'Brien's there next season. The Texans are going to sign Jimmy Garoppolo or whoever the heck else is backing up Tom Brady, obviously. But who do you guys see in the future? Maybe somebody that the Texans could draft. Do they go defense again in the draft, or could they maybe take a shot, bring in somebody like Boykin from TCU? I just want to hear your thoughts on that. And also, why do the Texans keep signing Patriot backups? Bye.
All right. First off, Boykin's not a real NFL prospect. Second off, man, it is way too early to start this. It really is, because there's no way of knowing. I like the kid from Cal, but I don't like the system he's in.
Yeah, I don't like quarterbacks who have never taken a snap from under center, and yeah, that's Jared Goff.
And how many of those guys who come out of the, as Rottweiler calls it, tranny offenses ever do anything in the NFL? So that's
kind of the bummer of this whole thing is there's not really a quarterback prospect in this draft that I feel like.
There's not a can't miss.
Yeah, even if they suck, that I'm going to feel really great about them taking.
I mean, there's some guys I kind of like.
But I don't think there's even a guy who's as good as the two guys that were there last year.
Yeah, well.
Like, who knows? I mean, the shine is off Cardale Jones.
Yeah. And again, that's another one. I worry about the system he's in, because how many of those guys under Urban Meyer get to the NFL and they can't do anything? And at some point, one of those guys is going to work out, but I don't know if I want to be the guy drafting another one.
I mean, Connor Cook hasn't impressed me this year. Christian Hackenberg, who I'm sure that's who they'll end up taking. I mean, he hasn't looked good.
No, I don't like him at all. Connor Cook, I would say Connor Cook and Jared Goff are the two guys, but I don't know where I'd pick them.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're not going to be bad enough to be one or two. They're probably going to be picking five or six. And one of those guys will be there, and we'll see if it works.
Mm. I was looking up if homecoming fell on the Patriots game. Homecoming, it's the game before. It's against the Saints.
Why does an NFL team have homecoming?
I don't know, but the theme against the Patriots is Battle Red Day. So they're predicting a very, very bloody Texans loss.
Of course. Good choice, John.
There's going to be a lot of red left on the field.
Maybe the Patriots won't make sweet love to them because they'll assume they're on their periods.
That's probably it, right? They'll have. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
You know what? The other thing I want to talk about when we come back is all of a sudden, Texan fan is like, we should trade J.J. Watt for draft picks.
Get out of here with that.
I mean,
get out of here with that.
Let's stop. That guy's not going anywhere. Right. And even if we are wasting his talent, quotes, I don't care. You need that guy. Yeah, I mean, if without him, you're the Titans.
Yeah. And here's the other one. Stop with the trade for Mettenberger. The Titans aren't trading you anybody within the division, and he's not any different than these other guys. Stop it. All right, we'll go through the rest of the NFL when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 96.